From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. All this week, we're talking about the near future of tech, not artificial intelligence and storing consciousness on computer chips, but what's coming in the next decade. Let's talk about hardware and the world's biggest chip maker, Intel. Earlier this week, the company named a new CEO, Brian Krzanich. But the head honcho at Intel Labs, where the company invents all sorts of cool new stuff, is CTO Justin Ratner. His army of innovators is working on something called Seeing Through Rain.
Seeing Through the Rain is the new generation of cars have white LED headlights. Well, you can turn white LED headlights on and off at very high speed. When you turn the rain on, and we have a little rain machine we use, and then you turn the headlight on and off, so it's off as the drop of rain passes through your view, it does make the rain disappear. And it's the most uncanny thing you've ever seen, but literally you can see in the rain.
How long till I can get those things in my Honda?
Automobile manufacturers have very long product cycles, maybe 5-7 years out. But there are lots of aftermarket headlights. Maybe we should be working with one of the aftermarket headlight suppliers and let you retrofit your Honda or whatever it is you're driving. There's all sorts of possibilities when it comes to personal technologies. I think a lot of the current interest is in technology that you actually wear.
Are we talking iWatches, Google Glass, or something else that your company is making?
There's a contest being run around building a tricorder, you know, the device we all remember from Star Trek.
Oh, yes.
And the more we thought about it, the more we thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, rather than have this device that sort of scanned you and determined whether you were healthy or not, what if all of that was just woven into your clothing and on a continuous basis took your vital signs and analyzed your sweat and through other means using infrared sensors could actually look at your blood and your blood flow? I mean, there's no reason we need to build a device. We could literally build that into your clothing. And then a few sensors in your toilet, and we pretty much have everything we need to know.
I think of Intel as mainly a chip maker for PCs in a world that has gone mobile. Is your new CEO up to the challenges that you guys face?
You know, Brian comes from a technology and manufacturing background, and I think it's very hard not to have at least some roots in the technology. You know, we're still a company that's powered by Moore's Law, and I think it's important for any leader, and certainly I think for BK, to know fundamentally how that drives not just Intel, but how that drives the industry.
Justin Ratner, CTO of Intel, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.